We're down here in the winding up, the completing of the whole long spectacle of the ages. We're in the last. One of the brethren that I was showing this to, it struck him that, well, yes, here we are. No more canvas to paint on.
That's
right. Yes.
No more. Not going to be another time when Roman Catholicism is going to have everybody in darkness. Not going to be another Protestant age. Can't bring back Paul and Peter.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
We're right now. This is sobering, saints.
Yes.
I don't forget the dates and all that. This is sobering because all this has transpired and we are in the battle. We are in the battle of the very last time. We're right down to the end.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
You say, when will it happen? The year 2000? Year 2000? I don't know when it'll happen. But it'll happen.
Yes.
And it'll happen without us going back and going over all this bad road again.
Amen.
We have a battle to fight in this end time. There are people that are captivated here, and they can only be freed by a message, amen, coming out of this second conference, born on battle, amen. They can jump out of this old steeple house, amen, and get free to get up here on the Word with the Spirit. What are we trying to do? Trying to get people up here. Out of here and up here. We say, come on out of there. Get on your white horse.
Yes.
Get on your white horse.
Yes.
Amen. Get up here on the Word. Amen. Where you can measure so you can be part of this.
Amen.
Yes.
There's people want to be part of this without the refining Word and Spirit of God. They want to travel along. They want to be in the group. They want to be, but they don't want to tune the heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right.
I hope you're getting something out of this morning.
Yeah.
Verse 5. Well, verse 4 has to do with the seven thunders. We won't speak of that particularly now. We'll go on to verse 5. And the angel which I saw stand on the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things that therein are, that there should be time no longer. Say, well, that's how a lot of people come to the conclusion there isn't any seventh trumpet. They say, well, I see that it's all over there. Not so. That's not what it means, just the opposite. We are the signpost. What our ministry is saying in this time, we are saying to the people, by the God that lives in heaven and created all that therein are, in the earth and in the sea, we are saying that there shall be time no longer. This is the last day.
That's right.
The end of the gospel day is approaching. It shall be no more. We're not going through the gospel day again. It's going to be over. Time shall be no longer. That's our message. It should be a predominant theme of the ministry. Time shall be no longer. That's what Revelation tells us to preach, Brother Ross. Time shall be no longer. To close, all clocks are going to be stopped. There'll be no need for watches. It's going. We're going fast into eternity. Fast into eternity.
Amen.
That's the message of the angel of this time, of the mighty angel. Amen. That came down from heaven. That's the message that we have for this, for the people in this time. Time shall be no longer. Get ready. Whatever you're going to do, do it. Whatever you're going to do, do quickly. Be serious with God. Be serious about the Word. Be serious about your experience. Do what you need to do. Measure. If you need to learn to pray, pray. If you need to learn to fast, fast. If you need to be revived, be revived. But do it! Do it! Get serious about the gospel. Amen. Because there's not going to be so much time to get ready. We're in a serious press. We're in a serious hurry. Amen. To be what the Lord wants us to be in this time. And verse 7, very important verse. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound. When he shall begin to sound. The mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants and the prophets. That means John 2. What that means, the mystery. Amen. From here. All through here. Finished. Closing down. Revealed. Come to a conclusion.